Good evening, everybody. This is Christopher Buck with Humanity Healing, and we are here tonight for the Angels e-course. We're going to be speaking this evening on the Grigori, which is a fascinating topic, and then we'll be doing a meditation a little bit later. I'd like to thank everybody for joining us this evening. What we're going to be doing, the format this evening, is we'll be doing this roundtable. We'll be discussing some of these things. If you have some questions, please go ahead and feel free to ask, and we'll try to get them answered, and then we'll move on afterwards into the meditation. So, the Grigori. Who are the Grigori? What are the Grigori? Everyone hears about, probably thanks to Milton, about the angels in heaven and the fallen angels, the ones that battled for Lucifer in the War of Heaven. But there's a third category of angels that's mentioned in the ancient texts. And these are known as both the Grigori or as the Watchers. And they are mentioned in several places in the Bible and also in the Apocrypha, books like the Book of Enoch. So who were the Grigori? Okay, this is actually kind of fascinating because several years ago, when Liani and I first started up Humanity Healing, the subject came up about the Nephilim, and I'm like, who are the Nephilim? And she says, well, they're right there in the Bible, in Genesis. And I was like, no, they aren't. And this went back and forth, and finally she told me the exact quote, and I'm going to read this to you here. It's Genesis 6. 4, it said, in those days when the sons of God had intercourse with the daughters of men and got children by them, the Nephilim were on earth. They were the heroes of old and the men of renown. Well, I saw this sitting here in my Bible, and, you know, I had read the Bible. I used to teach Sunday school when I was younger. I don't remember ever seeing these Nephilim, but it was always right there. I think what happened is I just read over them because I wasn't willing to accept the concept at that time. But what happened is, according to the traditions and written about in the Book of Enoch, after man was driven out of the Garden of Eden, angels were sent down to watch over man, which is where the term watcher originally came from. And when they were supposed to teach men certain skills, but they got down to earth. And they decided that they couldn't, they didn't stay, or they developed natures that were similar to the vibration of the plane. I think the way to describe that is the angelic realm, of course, is a higher vibrational level than we are down here. They had to lower their vibration in order to manifest here on Earth. But once they were down here in our 3D reality, this is the, you know, this is duality down here. They became subject to some of the same passions that humankind faced, but they had no experience because they don't have that type of outlet or that type of passion on the higher realm. And as a result, it corrupted them, and they bred with human women. And their offspring were the giants. God decided that after a while that was the giants were really creating a lot of havoc, and decided he was going to destroy the race of Nephilim, or this is Jehovah, and so he sent the flood. But before that he sent Uriel down to warn Moses, so that at least part of humanity could be saved. But, so it's kind of interesting. Not all of the Nephilim died off, however, and you can see later on in different places in the Old Testament, they actually referred to these by name. There was a king, I forget the name off the top of my head, but probably the most famous was Goliath. He was a giant, per se, and That's the last that I recall off the top of my head. I'd have to go through my notes, but But anyway, I'm getting a little digressed. This happens to me. This is a fascinating subject. I tend to go off on tangents. But you have the Nephilim were kind of they're looked at in different traditions as some say they were evil and fallen and they were bad, and others say that they weren't all bad, and some of them repented and went back to God. This is you can find this indicative in some of the names of the angels. The leader of the Neph or the leader of the Grigori here on Earth was an angel called Semyaza. One of his chiefs was and one of the ones that did the most harm was an angel called Azazel. But Azazel's name ends in the EL. And if you take a look at the archangels and the angels that are most well known as being from God, they all have the EL on the end. Because that's the like God, that's the lineage. And so there's a good chance that the traditions that say that some of these repented like Aziel and went back, those probably are the ones that's probably correct. But Azazel did, he did all sorts of interesting things when he was down there, and he's kind of a fascinating character. He not only taught the art of war and metalworking, but he also taught the use of cosmetics and making jewelry. I'm not quite sure, you know, when you first look at it, it's kind of difficult to see how those all go together, but at the same time, if you look at the Egyptian traditions, that's how you dress. That's how the mark of a warrior had the kohl around the eyes and the jewelry and things like that. So, but Azazel also changed as he got farther into the Bible, because there is a wonderful part in there where they talk about the concept of scapegoats. And what happens is in the book of Leviticus, the way that once a year the high priest would take two goats and they would cast lots on them, which is kind of like I guess if the goats had could do it, it'd be rock, paper, scissors. But one of them was chosen, and one was sacrificed and done as a burnt offering to God. And the other one, the high priest, would lay his hand upon the goat's head and transfer to the goat all of the sins and the iniquities that the people of Israel had committed in that past year. And then that the goat would be led off into the wilderness to be given to Azazel, and and nobody could touch it, because that goat at that point in time was unclean, and the person that led the goat off would have to be ritually bathed and you know, his clothing burned and come back before he could come back to the you know, to civilization. That he had to purify himself. So Azazel was that's where the term scapegoat came from. As a matter of fact, it was in the later versions of the King James Bible that Azazel's name is actually removed and the term scapegoat is put in there. So that's I think kind of fascinating. Any questions as we go along on what we're doing here, or?
No, that makes sense though.
I feel like half the times when we're doing these topics, sometimes they get into really interesting conversations and we don't end up covering nearly as much as we thought. And other times I feel like I'm doing a lecture at a university, which I guess kind of we are. But so at any rate, that's Azazel. And where I'm moving with this is what we're going to do is shift over to talking about the towers, or the watchtowers, which then gets us into, as we do our meditation tonight, which a little bit of an explanation. So there were four angels who defended mankind or spoke for man before the heavenly host, before the seat of God. And these four angels were Michael, Raphael, Uriel, and Gabriel. And as a result of that, those four are known to be protectors of mankind, and we're given the task to go down and overthrow the Grigori. You know, the flood came after that, but they went down, and it's Raphael who bound Azazel and cast him into the desert, where he was supposed to lay among the jagged rocks until the judgment day, in which he'd be thrown into a fiery pit. But this is, at the same time, we think at some point he repented and went back to God. But so these, we have the four towers. And the four towers are, these four archangels are the principal archangels in both in the Jewish and in the Christian religious tradition, or actually in the Muslim tradition also. These are the four highest archangels, and they go back to the seven. There's seven archangels mentioned by name in the Book of Enoch, but these four are always at the forefront. And over time, the traditions blended. You had in the Roman religion, the archaic Roman religions, you have gods, deities called the Lares, who were helped with boundaries, with direction, with everything. As a matter of fact, in most religious traditions, wherever it comes from, there is usually some entity or being denoting a direction, northeast, southwest. And in the Roman religion, these are it's very much similar. And they referred to these as the watchtowers because, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure why they were called the watchtowers then. But they do guard the four. They guard the four directions, and that's probably the reason, because it's a watchtower and it's guarding. But they're the guardians of the four cardinal points, and over time, these traditions merged together. And the four towers took the names of the four principal archangels, which also makes sense because these are the four that are the guardians of man. So what you have here is you now have a religious tradition inside the major traditions which reveres these four particular angels. And as time went on and things happened, you started getting into newer or other religious traditions that started tying in the tradition of the towers, of protection. If you look at some of the pagan or the Wiccan rites, or where they draw protection, they're referring to the four towers. They call upon the four towers. They don't always call upon them by the names of the archangels, but the energy and the concept of the guardians of the four directions is very prominent throughout a wide range of different traditions, including those of Kabbalah and high magic. Okay, no one's jumping out and saying, "Wait a minute." Okay, but anyway, that's what it is. One of the things that we do with some of the meditations, or if we're doing a meditation of protection, we often call upon the four towers. It's a very good and easy way to get angelic protection. There is the course book. I don't want to call it a course book, but the book that we reference a lot of this e-class. Is it's in the online resource center. It's called the Angelus, and it's a compendium of angelic rituals and teachings. And we do have in there some more information about the Grigori and also about the towers. And there's a very good ritual of protection called the Circle of the Flaming Sword. We're not going to do that one tonight. It's kind of long and drawn out and takes a lot of visualization. And if you listen back, we did that on the first angel class we did, and it to be honest, it was kind of tough. We probably should have worked up to that. But there's a very good short invocation that you can do to the four towers for protection, and that's also in the Angelus. It goes, to my right Michael and to my left Gabriel, in front of me Uriel and behind me Raphael, and over my head God Shekinah. And that basically protects you from your, you know, from all directions.
That's cool to know.
Has anybody used that before?
Not that one particularly, no.
It's very good. It's very simple. You can do it fast, and boom, they're there.
Mm-hmm.
What I would recommend is at some point going in there and doing the full ritual of the flaming sword once to get a feel for it and to see it, and then have the little one, you know, close at hand for the times that you need something, because you don't always have time and place to do a full ritual, but
right.
You can say that short invocation real quick and call upon the presence and the protection of the towers. So where we're going with all this is we're heading to a meditation this evening that we will start with calling on the towers for protection. But before I do, does anybody have any questions either about the Grigori or about the towers before we move into the meditation?
Not at this point.
Very good.
Okay. What we're going to do then is tonight's is moving along pretty quick. What we're going to go ahead and do is we'll do our meditation, and then we'll see if there's any final questions, and then we'll call it a night. So what I'd like everybody to do is I'd like you to find a comfortable position, and I want you to center yourself. What we'll be doing this evening is we'll be doing what's called the Seven Angelic Ray Meditation, and work with the different rays as we come down, with the angels associated with those rays. So everybody should be sitting quietly in a comfortable position, and I want you to start breathing slowly and rhythmically in a 4x4 breathing pattern. And when we say a 4x4 breathing pattern, what I want you to do is I want you to breathe in for 4 beats, hold for 4 beats, breathe out for 4 beats, and then hold for 4 beats. So you have a slow breath, holding between each step to allow the air to fill you and to give you its goodness. And as we breathe, we center into ourselves, putting our center of consciousness in our heart. And feel yourself settling down into your heart. And then I want you to, as I go through the meditation, I want you to visualize the colors flowing to you and through you. But with every meditation that we do, it's always good to put up a circle of protection, because while you're meditating, you're more open. So we'll begin now. I call upon the four towers to aid, guide, and protect me on all levels as I perform this meditation. Lord Michael, please stay stationed to the front. Lord Raphael, behind me. Lord Gabriel, to my right. And Lord Uriel, to my left. and so it is. I open myself through my soul star and connect with my higher self. I do this by repeating the soul mantra. I am the monad. I am the soul. I am light divine. I am love. I am will. I am fixed design. I want you to feel the connection taking place between your higher self and your lower self through your soul star. As you feel this connection take place, you become more soul infused with a greater sense of understanding and a greater sense of communication. And as this connection is there, we'll start calling upon the angels of the rays. I call upon the Archangel Michael, who serves the first angelic blue ray of protection and power, to send the blue ray down through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down through my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with the first angelic blue ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all the negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greater good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask Archangel Michael to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good to help me accelerate my spiritual growth. Feel the blue light of the blue ray flowing down through your crown chakra and filling every bit of you, and then continuing on down through your earth star chakra and out into Mother Earth. I call upon the Archangel Jophiel, who serves the second angelic yellow ray of illumination and wisdom, to send the yellow ray down through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with a second angelic yellow ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greater good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask the Archangel Jophiel to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good to help accelerate my spiritual growth. Feel and bask in the light of the second angelic yellow ray as it flows through you. I call upon the Archangel Chamuel, who serves the third angelic pink ray of love, to send the pink ray down through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with the third angelic pink ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all the negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greatest good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask the Archangel Chamuel to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good, to help accelerate my spiritual growth. I call upon the Archangel Gabriel, who serves the fourth angelic white ray of harmony and purity, to send the white ray down through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with the fourth angelic white ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greatest good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask Archangel Gabriel to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good to help accelerate my spiritual growth. I call upon the Archangel Raphael, who serves the fifth angelic green ray of healing and truth, to send down the green ray through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with the fifth angelic green ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greatest good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask the Archangel Raphael to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good, to help accelerate my spiritual growth. I call upon the Archangel Uriel, who serves the sixth angelic gold ray of peace, to send the gold ray down through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down through my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with the sixth angelic gold ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greatest good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask Archangel Uriel to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good to help accelerate my spiritual growth. I call upon the Archangel Zadkiel, who serves the seventh angelic violet ray of freedom, to send the violet ray down through my soul star, down through my crown chakra, down my central channel, connecting with and charging each of my chakras, filling every fiber of my being with the seventh angelic violet ray, continuing down and out through my earth star chakra, connecting to Mother Earth and washing all negativity out of my energetic template to be used and reprocessed by those beings who work for the greatest good under the law of one and for the Christ consciousness. And so it is. I ask Archangel Zadkiel to bestow upon me a blessing for my highest and greatest good, to help accelerate my spiritual growth. I send my love and gratitude to the archangels for the cleansing and healing of their seventh angelic rays and for their blessing for my spiritual growth. Feel how much lighter you are energetically and how you feel more balanced. And send your gratitude upwards. I send my love and gratitude to my higher self, and I ask that my conscious connection with my higher self continue to grow, and that I become more soul-infused and self-realized, with a greater understanding of my purpose during this incarnation. I send my love and gratitude to the four towers for their protection during this meditation and coming to my aid when I call. I close this meditation with love and gratitude. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. Om Shanti Om. And so it is. And now I want you all to breathe a little bit more regularly, coming back into yourself. And when you're ready, become fully awake and aware and conscious of where you are and what you're doing. Is everybody back?
Yes.
All right. That is our meditation for this evening. I hope you all enjoyed it. Do we have any questions about the course this evening, the class this evening, and on the watchers, the Grigori or the towers?
No, it just helped educate me as to, you know, where the angels. I was raised Catholic, so all I knew was Archangel Gabriel and Archangel Michael, but the reading I've been doing over the last 2 years has introduced me to the whole host of angels. And so,
well, there are nine choirs of angels. Archangels being one of the choirs, but
right.
You will find, and what's interesting about the angels, certain angels like Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, and Uriel. Are mentioned on multiple levels. So you will see references to them being a seraphim or a cherubim or an archangel or a throne or a principality.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we have is the archangels or these entities, like ourselves, are multidimensional, multivibrational beings. And so they're able to... These entities are able to exist in functions on different levels of their reality. Just as you are a soul and you function on that level, you're also a body, a physical body, and you function on this plane of existence. They just have the ability to do a whole lot more. So the question was, is who are these other archangels? Or
no, the question, I didn't really have a question other than I just made a statement that I'm learning about the different angels. I work with what you call the four towers. I hadn't heard that term before, but I work with them pretty much on a daily basis.
Well, there was, you know, through history, there actually was a surge of angelic worship inside the Catholic Church.
Uh-huh.
Through history. This also happened with the worship of the Blessed Mother. And I wish Leonie could be here this evening as part of this. She was also raised Catholic. And it's interesting, but her background is a lot of mystic Christianity. So it's interesting to get that perspective.
Yeah, see, I basically fell away from the Catholic Church a long time ago and kind of just have done my own thing.
What's fascinating about the principal religions is that if you get into the heart of them, you will find that they are very similar in a lot of different ways.
Uh-huh.
I mean, everyone's heard of the Golden Rule and how that is a foundation of every religion and you know, system of ethics out there. But a lot of the, when you get to, you know, into mystic Christianity or mystic Islam, which is Sufism, or mystic Judaism, which is Kabbalah, not only are the practices the same on some of these levels, but the names are very similar. That includes mystic Buddhism also.
Hmm.
So it's fascinating how many ties together, you know, that everything does start going back to source. But I think you would very much enjoy pulling up the Angelus and
okay.
And reading through it, because there's a good amount of angel lore in there, and the source is where it was all pulled from.
And you said that's in the resource section of the...
Yeah, in the online resource center under under angels.
Okay.
You will find the Angelus.
Okay.
And a few other things in there too, but the Angelus is that's kind of our reference book for what we do in the course.
Okay. Well, that's helpful.
Well, we try to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
So if there are no other questions, what I'm going to do is go ahead and close the conference call for this evening. As always, if you come up with a question later, just send it to us via the contact form if you don't have our emails already, and we'll get back with you and try to get that question answered. Or you can post them up on the forum, and we'll answer them that way.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you very much, everybody, and I wish you a most blessed evening, and stay warm.
Thank you, Christopher, and you do the same.
Thank you much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.